Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, man. The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Dan Dimley, Mark Willard. It is the crossover.
Yeah, but before we do, I've been with you 4 hours, and you're making me hot. Why do you have the sweater over the shirt in May?
It's my first midweek golf round of the year.
Let's go.
What a flex. Yeah. My bad. Okay, I was just checking on you. Where are you golfing?
Carica.
That's incorrect.
I thought Craig Lauderdale and...
No, I'm not in on that group.
Okay.
So, Claremont?
Berkeley? You're playing at Claremont Country Club?
That's correct.
Get your boy. Wow, what a flex. Now I'm mad I asked him.
I pushed it back to 3:20 so I could stay all the way through till 12.
Okay.
Well, that's your job. We need a little more.
Yeah. The audience needs to know what you mean by 12.
Yeah. 2:12.
Like, to most people, 2:12 already happened.
2:12.
Don't industry term all of these wonderful people who are walking around out there and loving the fact that the Warriors are up 1-0, even though their point guard is hurt.
And you got pants on, right?
I do.
Okay.
That's good.
Because I showed up one time to Claremont in shorts.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And what happened?
No shorts.
Yeah.
Pants only.
Well,
I actually heard
years back when Iguodala signed with the Warriors that he and Steph were over at Claremont deciding to become members or not. And when they found out it was pants only and no shorts, they were like, nah, we're out.
Well,
that's the story. I don't know if it's true or not.
All right.
All right. So Warriors, bittersweet?
But I just want to tell everybody, we just had a glitch on YouTube, but it's back. So everybody get your butts back.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube, we're live. We're good to go. Go ahead.
No, just what you guys think?
Have you been listening to us or got a little piece?
Well, you know, meetings.
We hate it because we're not a part of
tacos.
It.
Then there were tacos. So I had to eat a bunch of tacos. So no, what'd you talk about? Warriors.
I'm being real
Warriors
with what I'm about
Curry.
To say.
And we interviewed Pat Spencer.
I heard that you interviewed Pat.
He's awesome, man. He's balling.
By the way, had you ever heard talk Pat?
Never.
Have you ever heard Pat talk before last night?
No.
He sounds exactly like I thought he'd sound. He sounds like he looks.
That is incredible,
He sounds
man.
Like a Midwestern lumberjack.
And he has a story, man. And this is why we love underdogs, Dibs. But I got to go here, and I'm going to go here fast. Since the Steve Kerr era and me doing radio, having the blessing to do it here at 95.7 The Game, one of the most craziest takes I've heard was people saying, I'd rather lose the 2016 finals like we did because we got Durant and got two more. I hated every fiber and thought of that. Who would want to lose a championship? Well, if we would have won, we wouldn't have got Durant. So just keep that there.
Okay.
But that's how I feel about last night, Willard.
Well,
Gibbs, I feel like I'd rather take an L with Curry with a healthy hammy because the way we're playing D, and I'm saying we, I think we could go deep, deep, and maybe even get it done. But now as happy as I am, we won.
I don't think this is a crazy take at all.
I was waiting for you to shoot it
down. No. Any Warrior fan, I want to look in the eye today and say, was not last night a win or a loss? What do you think?
That, Steiny, what would you say?
How do you answer that?
Come on.
The fact that he
it was a win.
Ooh,
Dibs. You won the damn game.
I feel like two things. Did it get easier? No, it got harder.
Right.
But you're up 1-0, and you can beat the Timberwolves without him.
I don't know that.
Of course I don't know that.
You did last night.
Well.
So, I mean, if we're going to talk about their defense, and Steve Kerr were number one since Jimmy came, and is Steph Curry the linchpin of their defense?
They should get better.
Right.
They should get better defense.
But is Minnesota going to be that bad in
probably not. Can you win one of the next four?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so if Steph comes back game six and you're down 3-2, do we have action
Yeah,
then?
We do.
Okay, fine. So last night was a win. You stole a game on the road. And you know what, Steiny, you were right earlier. The one little snippet I heard, you didn't steal it. You took it. And you're like, well, taking it is technically stealing it. So, which was kind of funny, but wow, you didn't steal it. You took it.
Exactly.
It's like one of those things in your neighborhood where it's like, ooh, you know, leave a book, take a book. You didn't leave a book, but you just took a book.
Wow.
Well, book.
Well, you know what? I can't remember off the top of my head. What was the score when Steph got hurt?
30-20.
We were up 10.
Up 10. Yeah.
Late third quarter, right?
And they won by 11.
That's a five.
30-20. But I'd push back on the you beat him without Steph last night.
They
won by 1. Because they were up by 10 when Steph left, which means you treaded water against a team that couldn't hit water out of a boat. And so, again, I'm going to join you in the answer, yes, it was a win. It was absolutely a win.
I do think
you feel better today than if Steph were healthy and you lost.
Oh, well.
Like, tomorrow night would be intense pressure if that were the case. Now you can kick your feet up to a degree. I think most people sort of expect Minnesota to bring a hammer back tomorrow. You would think, right? So, yes, I'll agree with you that it's a win, but, for you to jump to that statement that they can't, I mean, yes, they're allowed to. They're allowed to beat Minnesota without him.
But this is going to be hard.
The one thing I can see is,
I think is a possibility. Let's say Steph doesn't get hurt and they win that game. I'm sorry, I think they're treating tomorrow like house money. And now the Warriors have to come out and play with energy. If they have an intent of winning that game, like they're going to play guys are going to play more than they have, and they might play. I could almost see them playing harder than the Timberwolves even tomorrow in a crazy way.
We have to change your style a little bit, right? You kind of become the Houston Rockets. That's who you are now. You're the Houston Rockets. Mm. You're going to rock fight them. You're going to beat them up. You can try to win 90-87.
Hell if I D.
And, you know, if you can knock down a three here or there, great. If somebody can go off Jalen Green game two, great. If that can happen, wonderful. But you're not dynamic offensively anymore.
Mm. Right.
Period.
Yep. And the betting markets will tell you exactly what the nation thinks about it because, you know, Boston's down 1-0 and they are still -370 to win their series.
There's been some fluctuation here because I know where you're going.
It went from, you know, -900 all the way down, but Minnesota's down 1-0 and they're still -210 to win the series.
And tomorrow's 10.5. They're favored by 10.5, Minnesota. That's ridiculous. Right.
But that's also...
They were about the same, Minnesota was.
Okay, so it didn't change. Yeah. And by the way, if this makes you feel better, that is the stock spread for the home team lost game one. It's the same spread for both teams tonight.
Mm.
10.5.
Yep.
Everybody expects, it's just like the Rockets in game two.
Wow.
If you lose game one at home, there's the expectation that you are going to come out possessed in game two, which Cleveland did... For 3.75 quarters.
I have never seen anything like it, man.
Before they barfed on themselves like
that. Box somebody out.
Oh, my God. They're in trouble.
Yeah, they are.
They're in trouble.
Kenny.
Yep.
They're in trouble, so. anyway, don't feel bad about that 10-point spread.
I got you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Did you think he's done?
Steph?
For the series?
No. Okay. No, I do think that game six is where, you know, you would look at it and say, all right, that makes the most sense. That would be, what, 2 weeks after the injury? And the weird thing about this series is it's game day, all the way through, and then you have 3 days off. And I realized why. It's because, and God love them, the Valkyries. The Valkyries have a home game on the Friday before the Warriors have a potential Game 6 playoff game. Mm. So they couldn't, you know, shoehorn that thing in there on Friday where they would have.
But and now so, it seems like a blessing if you get there.
It's actually their first ever game. I think it's actually on Thursday the 15th.
This is off the chain.
Their opener. It is their initial basketball game.
Wow, man.
Happens on Thursday. So, yeah, maybe that's why they needed to. Now, I don't know. Why couldn't you play it on Saturday? That's probably a TV thing.
Yeah,
Sunday audience. Well, you know what I mean? Steph Curry on a Sunday night. That's probably what that is. But the beauty, this is what, to me, what the beauty of winning last night is now, because if you do target game six for a return, you're probably going to get a game six. I don't think Minnesota's going to win four in a row.
I'm with you.
And that's what they would have to do to prevent the scenario you're talking about, Tim.
Right. And I mean, best case is you go ahead and close out Minnesota in five. Yeah, and then, you give Steph all the time he needs to get ready for OKC or Denver in the next round. But, you know, I think about 2016 when he slipped on Lake Montejunas.
Houston, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this was before they had KD. So it was not a super team, and they had people who, you know, stepped up and got the job done.
Yeah.
They're 9-3 in the postseason without Curry. But a lot of that was with Durant and Clay on the team.
Right. But now you got a different version of Durant. So we got to talk about what you thought when Buddy had to, they had to call timeout for the shorts. I'm mad at everybody around him.
I mean,
you didn't notice Willard had the wrong trousers on? Come on, people. Had to call the time.
Got a lot of wardrobe malfunctions in baseball this year.
And Brandon, but his buddy.
Brandon Ayuk came out to practice.
Oh, buddy, man. That's practice.
Buddy came out to the game. Some people think the Giants' new City Connects are also a wardrobe malfunction. There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah, Thurman Thomas not having his helmet in the Super Bowl, famously.
Yep.
That's same thing. Call. But, I mean.
But, of course, Buddy. Like, that, it wouldn't it, be but, anybody
and that's
else.
What Spencer's just it told us. He goes, of course it's of funny. Course we love.
I mean, if you asked what warrior is most likely to do that, I think 99.9% of the people say probably Buddy.
Minus 1,000 on Buddy Hield. Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's nobody. Nobody wanted to see Curry get hurt.
Man, well said, Steiny.
But it could be the blessing in disguise would be if you can somehow win this series without him, because then I think you get to the Western Conference Finals. And I get it; he's been hurt, but he's also probably going to be a little fresher than if he would have played five or six games. It's a big ask, but that's your silver lining if they could pull that off.
But did you agree with that? Because it's the hammy and so delicate. Like, if it was an arm or a finger, I'm like, you're back, let's go. But that hammy, are you really ever out of the woods?
Probably not. But, you know, at the same time, his thumb will not be targeted over the next two weeks. Out for a week and a half, his thumb should probably be a little bit better. And Steiny's right. His legs and, you know, everything else. Remember, he had the bilateral knee tendonitis.
What happened to that?
Right, and he's got the bum ankles, and he's 37. So no matter what he needs to rest, it's going to get rested now. And for me, it comes down now to Jimmy Butler. Like, you brought in Jimmy to be Batman. Fine, but he's been the dude before. So can you be that guy? And Mark is right about, like, how do you change the way you go about offensive basketball? It's going to be different now, and it's not going to be so much like, you know, run around and Steph this and Steph that. It's going to be, I think, a lot more of, all right, Jimmy, here you go. Be the dude.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
You know, post up and facilitate, and let's see what you can do.
One thing that, you know, you just see Curry go down and you have to wonder. And I heard Dr. Ponge on this morning, and he says this is an injury of fatigue. And he cited, you know, they've played 6 games in 11 nights, and they're playing every other game still. And, you know, now you got to worry a little bit about Butler and Draymond. You know, how many minutes are they playing, and how effective are they? But
yeah, shout out to the caller we got at the end of our show yesterday who was screaming at us that these guys are not old.
Oh,
37 is not old.
Yep.
And I don't know why anybody talks about how these guys are old. Man. And we're like, right, in a global sense, they're not old. But if you think that their bodies are in the same space that Anthony Edwards' body is, it's just flat out not true.
Steph played 46 minutes Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. They've been playing 38 north of 40 a lot every other night for the last few nights. It's a lot of stress. This is what we talked about on Friday as to why you didn't want to go to a game 7.
No, damn.
Because these are the kinds of things that can happen. Now, on the flip side, I'd also say this. How impressed are you by the Warriors for being 5-3 right now in the Western Conference playoffs? And I would argue they're the only team in any of their games facing adversity through health. They have Jimmy Butler missed a couple games. Steph has now missed largely a game and is going to miss a bunch more. Pod's a sick game. GP2 a sick game. The Rockets never had anybody miss anything. The Wolves haven't had anybody miss anything. Naz Reid went out for a quarter. That's it. And they're still somehow winning these games. I do think that we are not acknowledging how good they've been defensively since February.
And Draymond especially.
Oh my God.
I mean, we were there Friday. I was just like, what's going on? He looks like the Wolverine.
He's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he was great again last night, both sides.
And hitting his shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you talk to your friend about how he spent 20 minutes complaining about the refs today?
Who did?
Finchie.
I didn't hear him today.
Yeah, yeah. Whole shoot around was all about the refs, how they're sending things into the league, and Rudy Gobert gets treated unfairly by the whole league, and nobody gets
I didn't see that last night.
Finchie went through the... No, I didn't either, but, you know, acknowledged, like, we're rooting for the Warriors. Yeah. But Steve responded, because they all brought it to Steve. They're like, here's what Finchie said.
Oh, wow.
Like, well, I mean, he's not wrong. However, they bear hugged Steph for the entire quarter that Steph was out there. Mm. He goes, don't worry. I've got my clips I'm sending to the league, too. And then kind of went into a whole thing about how this is the table that's been set
the posturing
by the league with regard to how physical they're allowing it. He said Minnesota played Steph the exact same way Houston did. Bear hugged him, probably could have had 7 fouls on him that weren't called. So, you know, game on. Here we go.
And we got one tomorrow.
I mean, it's par for the course in the playoffs.
Of
so
course.
We've had Thibodeau talk about it. We've had, not L.A. What was the other series? Oh, the first series with Houston and the Warriors. So... and the Lakers didn't like the way that series
Tatum
was.
Tatum and Brown have talked about it.
Yeah, so.
I don't think, to me, it's no big deal other than that I don't think it's the greatest look when your team has missed 4,000 three-point shots in a row.
Like, that wasn't the night to do.
To come out and talk about the refs.
Well, he talked about it today.
Did you hear the stat?
Right? Yeah.
Last 2 games?
The worst shooting 3 ever?
12 for 76.
Yeah. They couldn't make a shot.
What percent is that, Steiny?
15.
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's not good, I know that. So it sounds like he said it today.
Said it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
During shoot around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it on NBA TV.
Referencing last night.
You'll be golfing.
He was saving stuff for Anthony Edwards last night.
He gave it to him.
You ever hear somebody say their transition offense was diabolical?
No. Play it for him, Steiny.
Okay.
Who said that?
Finch.
Finch did.
Yeah.
It was.
You gotta let him hear it. You can't find it?
That one's not on my board.
Were you guys shocked with the way Minnesota played?
I couldn't believe it, Will. So, do you think it was nerves/Warrior defense? Like, it was Warrior defense, but they had fast breaks, Dibs, that were worse than CY. Oh, Dibs, why'd you go? Dude, it was bad.
Yeah, they were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Were bad. They were bad. And I think the Warriors defense was good. And then, you know, the thing that makes me a little bit worried as a Warrior fan is the third quarter and the fourth quarter, they actually kind of found their sea legs.
I told you. Steiny was like, nah, dude. I said, Steiny, nine. Dibs, they were making it a game.
Yep. And they played better after halftime. And I know that Steph was not there, but Steph won't be there. And so Minnesota in game two, I do think that they're going to come out and play different and better, but they were awful in the first half.
Wow.
Awful.
I mean, all time awful.
They had to play better in the second half. They had no choice.
Yeah.
I mean. Anyway,
I told you guys they can go through dry spells. Like they really can. They.
That was a Mojave Desert.
But what do you attribute it to? And I mean, we're just guessing.
Honestly, I think
were they rusty?
I don't know about rusty, but they hadn't played in 6 days, and the Warriors were already, like, absorbed into playoff basketball.
I guess.
I think it took them, but, like, I think, believe it or not, you can come out in game one if you're the Timberwolves, and after 6 days, you're just not. Kerr said it, like, they just took it to them right off the bat. Mm. And I think the Timberwolves were thinking, all right, we can settle in here. You know, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll figure that out. No, it was 30-20, and then they couldn't buy a bucket.
See, that's what surprises me, though. And whatever the reason is, I've watched all four of the opening round
two
games,
right? This was one of its own, yeah.
They're the only home team that came out, and they're just like, we're here. Like, where is your excitement? Man. Where is your energy?
They were boo birds.
You've been asking for the Warriors, apparently, for 2 years. If you're Anthony Edwards, right?
He's got to come back.
You've just defeated the Lakers. You've got all the rest. Your home arena, Minnesota sports fans are phenomenal sports fans.
Warriors just played a game seven.
Right. This place has got to be on its ear. And Anthony Edwards' energy
is
first like,
shot I'll never forget. Like, splat. Wide left.
He looked like somebody made him be there. I was shocked by their energy.
Like 11 points.
That's what you've got.
11
for this moment. That's what you've got,
man.
All I can tell you, when the when Timberwolves finished off the Lakers and the Warriors lost Game Six, I said to Goo, Minnesota can't be sitting around for 6 days. Like that's not good for Minnesota, and that's what I think it was. I mean, I felt like the Minnesota Timberwolves treated that like game one, and the Warriors treated it like game eight of the playoffs.
Yep.
And they got beat. Steve Kerr, 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, he'll be
Steve
the great.
Kerr is at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
He'll be in
I got you.
Yeah. Win or loss, Steve.
And as you get older in life.
That's life.
Hopefully Steph comes back. But you know what I mean? The injuries, I guess they mean more a little bit. Like, we've never seen this from Steph at this juncture. So it sucks that we don't get to watch him for 3 games, at least.
Stay hot today at Claremont.
The
third hole, it's a hole-in-one hole. I'm not trying to, like, jinx you.
That's the one downhill?
Yep. a little bit of a blind pin.
Who you golfing with?
You got a couple of aces.
Who you golfing with?
You don't know him.
No. Nope.
But how'd you get there? Through this guy?
I was invited.
Yeah. No, through this guy, big wig?
Who?
The guy you're golfing with that got you to the Claremont.
He's a member there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He was a big wig.
Well, nah, you've never, he's just a businessman. I mean,
is he a businessman or is he a businessman?
You don't even know what that is.
No faces.
I don't even know the reference.
Jay-Z, you're this man over
come
here.
Come on, man.
Guru, this man.
He's a hip-hop legend, man.
He continues to sneakily surprise
he's
me.
He's the white Don Cornelius. Like, this dude knows his stuff, man.
Yeah, that's actually a that's
I'm
a
in
five.
The car like, how did Will know that?
Dude, and off the air, he will like secret undercover stuff. Steiny, I don't want to like.
I've lived a life over here. There's a lot of life that's
I don't want to keep you because I'm going to be broadcasting
I
live.
I kind of do. I'll keep you.
Will and
go ahead.
It. Willard, he's playing Claremont.
I know.
It's a sunny day.
He's got plenty of time.
He's got a sweater on.
And which is weird inside.
You we're going to hold it down.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. For all you Warrior fans, keep it locked right here on 95.7.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.